Yeah, it's two amazing results for us. I don't want to be unkind to Sunderland today, but the scoreline slightly flatters them, I thought. We were tremendous today. We perhaps should have scored in the first half. A bit disappointed we didn't take more shots and take a few more risks. Second half we did, and in Balassi we had a player that was unplayable at times, and what he added to his game today was the finish, of course. Two great finishes in that three goals, and he'll get great confidence from that. But to a man today, I mean, that's as good a performance as we've given.
Why did everything suddenly click in that second half?
Well, we had the confidence from Monday night. We have the confidence in the process of what we're doing. We have good players and we have exciting players. And today it all come together. Doesn't always happen. We've had fits and starts in games, but still won. But today we was emphatic, really, in our performance. It was a great, great display.
Sunderland may look to sort of defensive issues, but Yannick Bolasie's finishing and Glenn Murray's finish for the first as well, they were clinical, weren't they?
Yeah, and we had a few moments when perhaps we should have done better, but I can't fault the guys. It was the attacking sort of foursome we had today. You have to include Punchin in that, and Zaha, it was a real handful for Sunderland.
That's Crystal Palace's first ever hat-trick in the Premier League history. Yannick Bolasie must be pretty buoyed by that this afternoon. Just the fact that he scored a hat-trick.
Yeah, I felt sorry for him against Man City. We didn't get the ball to him. He didn't see much of it. But he'd done his defensive work. And today I tried to free him up a little bit more. And in doing so, he excelled in that role. And it'll be something that we can look forward to doing in other games if the case works as well as it did today.
And last one for me, obviously the form's so good at the moment. Do you obviously look at the top half of the table now? I think you're 5 points off eighth position. Is that the aim?
Or just next game, because it's not so much the outcome that we're focusing on. It's the performance and the process of what we're trying to achieve. And we have clarity. And when you have that, you have a very dangerous team.
It's been a wonderful last few months, hasn't it, for Palace? It's been absolutely fantastic what you've done down there.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't really have gone any better. To win 7 professional games away from home out of 8 at any level, let alone the Premier League level, is astounding, really. And this group never looked in danger of losing that today. It was a game from the kickoff that I felt we were ready, we would score goals, and even if Sunderland had scored, I think we would have won.
At least some of the injuries are clearing up as well now. You're getting a few selection problems, which is always good for you.
Yeah, and made a tough choice today, and I'll have to make a couple next week as well. And but of course, this set of group are so honest that they accept those, and we've just put our best tactical game for West Brom next week.